Thank you for tuning in to Coffee Break with ClimbingArborist.com. Coffee Break is going to be a 10 to 15 minute episode, and it's going to cover one topic within the industry, something that comes up either from a comment that I've read or from a discussion that I've had with the guys at work, something that really kind of piques my interest and I want to talk about for a short amount of time and just get my thoughts out there. So thanks for tuning in. Before we get into the episode, if you're looking for staff for your tree work company, then go over to climbingarboristjobs.com and you can post your job absolutely free. If you're looking for work, also you can go there and check out what jobs are available. So that's climbingarboristjobs.com. Enjoy the episode. So I was working with Tom a couple of weeks back, and Tom is learning to climb. He's been working with me for about 9 months or so, and I try and give him the opportunities where the jobs kind of present themselves and where time allows. So he's climbed like, you know, 6-7 times maybe at work, and he was getting pretty frustrated on this one job. And so the topic came up about frustration in tree work, and obviously we all get frustrated, and it got me thinking. So Tom was getting frustrated at very kind of simple things to do with climbing, and that's because he doesn't have the experience. He's not so familiar with all the techniques. So very simple things were getting him frustrated. Maybe his rope was getting tangled, and his lanyard was getting caught around branches, and he would be in one area, prune some branches, and then end up having to go to the same area, and so it wasn't being so efficient. And that's just part of being an apprentice climber, somebody who's new to it, because you don't have that experience to kind of draw upon. So frustration is going to manifest in different ways. It's going to come from different things, and then for me, frustration comes from totally different things. I don't get frustrated with those things that Tom does, because I have the experience to mitigate those things from happening in the first place. Where frustration for me comes from, you know, jobs that aren't going well, job plans that don't go well either, and you know, have to change your plan, and then do I regret, you know, not going with the plan that worked in the first place? Maybe I didn't see some things when I quoted the job that I then saw when I was doing the job. Frustration comes from, you know, equipment failing and all these kind of things of a business owner as an owner operator. And so I'll give you an example of a time when I did and a time when I didn't get frustrated, and when I was able to deal with it, because frustration happens to all of us, and I think it's how you deal with it that is the key, really. And some people have really good skills in how to deal with frustration, so it doesn't show, and you don't let it, like, you know, overwhelm you. Whereas the only time we can see other people are frustrated is, you know, if they kind of like blow up or get stressed out or something. Whereas, you know, if your colleague gets frustrated, but they have good ways of dealing with it, and you might never know, because they're able to kind of overcome it and suppress that frustration. And that's the real skill. So for me, it was actually the same job that we went back to twice. These two examples came from. So for me, the first example was, we had these huge cottonwoods to basically pollard. They were huge, mature cottonwoods. And we were having to big shot like a line into them. But because the limbs were so huge and the bark was so rough because they were so mature, we needed like a pretty heavy ball. And most of my balls are 10-ounce throw weights. But so I had one 16-ounce throw weight, and one of the first shots we fired in, that 16-ounce throw weight got stuck. So we maybe spent like 2 hours firing a line, trying to fire a line into this tree. Now you might think, oh, why don't you just, you know, climb up there old school? But these trees were probably, I don't know, 160 foot tall, and the lowest branches were, like, the lowest decent branch was maybe 90 foot, and there was like low understory canopy all below, so you couldn't really get a clean shot to throw into. And my throwing, you know, I struggle to have any kind of accuracy above 70, 80 feet or so. And then add on to that that we only had the 10 ounce throw weights. Basically, we fired a bunch of times from a bunch of different areas, and the throw weights didn't come down because they were so light, and we just could not get up there. And so I never really charge like by the hour or by the day, but this was one job because I've worked for the guy quite a number of times, and it's actually quite a distance to travel, like there and back. But because I know the work that he needs doing, I can just say, look, we'll come for the day, and I'll give him an idea of what we can get done. And he's very easy going. But having spent probably 2 hours in the morning trying to get a line in, I ended up calling it quits because the only throw ball that would have come down got stuck. So I called it quits on that job. We did another small job after that on the way home, just to kind of cover our costs for the day, really, and didn't earn any money. But I really managed to keep my cool, and I felt, you know, there was definitely a lot of frustration because the lines weren't going in, the throw balls weren't coming down. I was feeling the pressure of feeling bad for the client that we hadn't got off the ground and all this kind of stuff. But I managed to keep it together, and then as soon as I pulled the plug on the job, I just felt this kind of relief of all this weight on my shoulders. Even though, you know, I wasn't making any money, the company wasn't making any money the day for that day, I managed to keep it together. I was so close to screaming and shouting. But then we went back to that job a few weeks later, got in the trees, you know, it didn't take so long, got up there, but these were really sketchy cottonwoods. And once I got up there, Connor and I were both climbing, and we were both, you know, knocking out big pieces. We had to rig a little amount, but we could basically just drop this stuff into the understory and it was just going to stay there. But there was a huge cavity about 120, 130 feet, and then I ended up taking about a 30 foot top because I just didn't want to climb any higher. It was like the cavity was huge and I didn't feel comfortable climbing higher. And so I had to get the Husqvarna 572 sent up, and I was in a once I got the saw, I was in a really uncomfortable position to make this one cut. And I had a pull line for the guys on the ground to pull this top over because it was huge and it needed to go. There was one thing that it could have smashed, and that was like a new fence that his neighbor had put up, and he was really adamant that this fence can't get smashed because he didn't have a good relationship and all that kind of stuff. So I was really, you know, I was a bit worried, like there was a cavity that I had to climb like a small amount above to make the felling cut. And I got the 572s, and I was in a real uncomfortable position. My hips were kind of pulling and my leg was kind of, I was getting, I don't know, pain in my leg and cramp just because of the position I was in. And then as soon as I started making my face cut, I realized that the saw wasn't that sharp, and just that was enough to send me over the edge. And I just screamed and swore and I kind of lost it, and that was when frustration got the better of me. Whereas I was able to cope with it better the couple of weeks prior. So I feel like we all get frustrated. Everybody gets frustrated. That's natural. That's human nature. It's how we deal with it in the moment, because you can't just say to somebody, don't get frustrated. I remember I said that to Tom at first in our first conversation. I was like, don't get frustrated. But what good is that? That's like saying to anybody, you know, don't get stressed, don't get frustrated, don't get mad. Any of these things, just by saying that, it doesn't help. It's you need to kind of talk it through. So you need mechanisms to deal with frustration. And when you recognize it creeping in, that's like that's the key, I feel, for me. And it's but it's more about, it's almost about mitigating frustration and mitigating it even getting in. So that's might be like making a really good job plan, or making worksite job plans every day, having a quick walk around with the crew, even if it's a real simple job, just letting the guys know, or letting the guys or girls know whose task is whose, what everybody's expected to do, so everybody's on the same page, so there's a plan, we all know our roles, and we can move forward, and hopefully if all goes well, there's no frustration. Obviously you can't help it if, you know, machinery goes wrong, but then again, you know, maintaining your machinery correctly is going to mitigate that area of the frustration coming in. So if you don't maintain equipment, that's going to come back to bite you at some point. If you don't make a plan, that can come back to bite you and cause frustration. Obviously, when I was talking about Tom, getting experience and learning what are the things that caused Tom frustration during his first few climbs. Was it being unfamiliar with the equipment? Was it, was it not being able to tie it not correctly and having to tie it a few times and that getting him frustrated? And then once he goes into his climb, he's got that frustration and taking it with him. So for me, it's about doing everything you can in your daily routine, making good habits, being efficient. All those things help mitigate frustration from creeping in, because that's kind of like the first barrier of entry for frustration. And then it's being able to recognize it when it does creep in and have mechanisms to deal with it in your own mind, whether that's, you know, like taking, just stopping completely for a minute and, you know, taking some deep breaths and, you know, like really getting your mind straight. It may be stopping and having a talk with the crew and just, you know, saying, look, I'm frustrated, guys, this isn't going well, can anybody, you know, give me some tips, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's just my 2 cents on frustration from a conversation that Tom and I had, and I thought it'd be great to share. So I hope you found it interesting, and let me know what you think. Yeah, and everybody will have different ways of dealing with it, but it's all about, you know, minimizing the chance for it to creep in, and then how you cope with it afterwards.